Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Baltimore. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Listeners jumping on right now, 98.9 The Rock in Kansas City, their legendary rock station, 98 Rock as well in Sacramento, California's rock station. And hello to our friends at Rock 100.5, The Cat in Oklahoma City. Hello, Cameron. How are you? Good to see ya. Big show, bad jokes on the way, Ted versus the FCC, and we will drink and toast coming up with a shot of the day. And today we talk about unexpected nudity. And when did you see unexpected nudity? Here we go. The story that inspired it all. A Florida woman who was awakened early in the morning by the sounds of loud moaning discovered a naked man sprawled out on her deck with massage oil and a sex toy nearby and bodily secretions on her patio window.
What do they call a bodily secretion?
Cops responded to that 2:15 a.m. 911 call and found Christopher Worrell completely nude near the woman's Largo residence. The woman told officers that she was startled by the presence of Worrell, whom she did not know. After being detained by police, Worrell said that he wished to speak to investigators. However, subsequent attempts to question Worrell were unsuccessful. Worrell was charged with lewd and lascivious behavior, a misdemeanor. He's being held on $250 bond in the county jail. While court records list the defendant's residence as a home in Cape Coral, more than 130 miles from Largo, it appears that Worrell has recently been living as a transient in the area. He was arrested last month in Largo for stealing clothing and trying to break into a trailer. But his rap sheet does include convictions for burglary, criminal damage, theft, dealing in stolen property, reckless driving, narcotics possession, but the one that tops them all, masturbating on a woman's patio at 2:15 in the morning.
Come on, man.
Our question, what is the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so my story took place a couple years ago when I still had my own apartment. I worked a late shift, so I'd get home pretty late at night. And one night, just like any other, go and pull up into my parking spot. And the parking spots were kind of angled, so when I pulled up, my headlights went and were shining through the apartment first floor window right there. It took me a couple seconds to realize what I was doing, so I turned my lights off. I was still sitting in my car, and I was getting all my stuff together, getting ready to go inside. And I look up, and I see the woman living across the street from me. She was in her window, completely topless, standing there staring straight at my car.
Fantastic. Was that a good thing?
Headlight to headlight.
Headlights. And so, like, my lights were pointing into her bedroom window.
Yeah, her headlights were pointing out towards your car.
How'd your neighbor look? How did your neighbor look?
I haven't seen her too many times before, but she was mid-height, a little chubbier hourglass kind of figure, you know, pretty... It was a pretty decent-looking woman, you know.
But let me ask you, if she were wearing a shirt, if it were in normal circumstance, would you have found her as attractive? Because a lot of times, boobs help.
it helped the situation, but even if it was covered up, she still would have been looking at, and I was still looking at her anyway, so nothing I would have looked away from, you know?
Sure.
So I look up. We make eye contact. I can't tell if she can see me, so I go and flash my high beams at her, just kind of saying, like, hey,
But she started it. She flashed hers first.
She walked up to go close her blinds, but she stood there for a few minutes just kind of looking around, seeing what was going on.
All right.
My headlights at her, and she goes, and she looks and kind of squints, and... opens her window up and gives me the come here finger motion and turns around and walks away.
You didn't go knock on the door?
No, she opened the window and I figured that was quite the quite enough of an invitation to go and walk up and jump through the window. And I jump through the window, and I go and look through there, and I hear, you know, I kind of just like, hello? You know, it's like, I saw you were motioning for me. And she was like, yep, I'm over here. And there she was, sprawled out on her bed.
Are you telling me? Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You pull up after work, your headlights flash into this woman's window. She's topless. Yeah. She sees you, leaves the window open. You climb through her window. And when you get, and you don't know her.
After she had motioned to me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get that part. And she's laying there waiting for you.
Yeah. And like, now I've never ever would have thought, you know, it was like straight out of a Penthouse magazine
and now,
or something
and now
like
she's
that.
The mother of your children. Okay, so did you have, you had sex with her? And did this continue?
I did. We did the deed right there. But since I kind of worked a later shift, I wasn't really there at the apartment complex during the day. So I never really saw her too many times. Like I'd see her car parked there, and then I'd be going somewhere, and I'd see her car pulling in or leaving or something like that. Just a one-time thing. Never really saw her that much.
But wait, what did you do for a living? Because the nights where I worked the late, outside of radio where I'd work overnights, I worked at restaurants late, and I'm telling you, if the same situation had happened, by the time this woman smelled me, it would have been game over. There's no chance she would have pulled through. What did you do for a living?
Well, it didn't really help my case. I was a parts stocker in a big warehouse down in Algona.
Okay, so all right, so
it's a good thing it wasn't me that pulled in, because I would always once in a while just like go knock and they're like,
"Hey, you want to watch some TV or something?" Who does that happen to?
Right, so I'm saying, like, I'd be like,
"You hungry, man? I'm hungry. You want to go get some food?" That's unbelievable.
Just to see what was going on. Maybe I could have a chance. You know what I mean? Like,
I looked at the climbs in the window.
Want to go to a movie? Come on.
What's the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999-OLA.
I feel like every time I get drunk, I'd be knocking on
that's
the door.
That's what I'm saying. Like, oh, I know.
As I guarantee, every time you're here, hey, what are you doing?
I wonder what Maggie's doing.
I'm half husky. I've had a lot of whiskey.
Hey, what are you doing? You want to come over and watch a movie?
Watch a movie.
I have popcorn.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be one of, you know, I'm inviting you over to have sex.
That's
we
what
can
I'm
put
saying.
A movie on.
Whatever I would say. Would
do
be
I need
thing,
to
like,
say that?
Hey, man, you want some chili?
Yeah, you still got to say
whatever
that,
whatever I
right?
got going on.
Well, yeah. I don't know. She just,
no, not
she just fingered
that.
Or invited him over to come hither.
Yes, she, yes.
I was doing the finger motion.
Right, right. No, I got
here.
You, man.
Sorry.
I follow it.
So, right. So I guess you're right. Maybe you don't have to put the middleman in there of the movie and the popcorn.
A topless stranger left her window open and told you to walk in. I don't think the next time you hook up, you need to go there with any kind of, I'm making dinner. It would straight up be like, do you want to F?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, she made that clear.
Do you want to eat food after?
What's the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999-OLA. That's why I was saying I could imagine just doing it once, never seeing this person again, never talking to this person again. If someone's going to sleep with me and we have a decent time together, I'm going to try to see if I can make that thing happen again. I'm going to try to recreate that moment if at all possible, because
chase the dragon.
Exactly. Right.
Hello, Steven. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, this happened about a few years ago, maybe 4 years ago now. I live in a little place called Granite Falls. I'm just shy out of it towards Monroe. And on my way home from work, it's about 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. I worked at Walmart at the time. Horrible place to work, by the way. I see out of the corner of my eye a guy picking up his bike on the side of the road. And he has a tinfoil hat on.
Oh, boy.
Three other people riding in circles in the middle of the street with samurai swords on their backs. All butt naked.
Wait. Oh, that might be some kind of role-playing. Who knows?
I don't know what kind of role-playing that would be.
I don't either.
But
oh, wait a minute. They just have swords, or are they wearing clothes?
No, they were all stark naked.
Just with swords.
With samurai swords on their backs and tinfoil hats on.
They all have tinfoil hats on.
Yes.
Huh. I'll be.
I'm with Miles. I mean, it seems weird they're naked, but it still feels like LARPing.
It's, yeah, like.
Yeah, but.
I don't think they're flat earthers or anything like that. They're not that extreme.
I don't know that LARPers would choose to go naked outdoors. You're not trying to get arrested. You know what I mean?
That's extreme LARPing.
That is extreme. So naked with samurai swords.
It just seems like that something terrible could happen.
Yes, they're naked with samurais. It's just not even a situation that's worth addressing.
He also lives out in the cut. That doesn't seem that
but
weird.
But that takes away from the nudity, though, because when it's so bizarre,
Right.
Then the nudity isn't what's troubling. It's trying to put together everything else.
No, you're
what
right.
are they doing? Like, why are they on bikes? Why do they have tinfoil hats on? Why do they have machetes? You don't care about the penis.
Like, if you had to walk through downtown naked, your best bet, go to a trash can, find like a styrofoam box and put it on your head. Because you're right. People, why does he have a styrofoam box on his head? You're right. Maybe it's less likely to worry about the fact that you're flopping around.
There's a video going on around right now, and it's about a British journalist. He is somewhere in the jungles of somewhere. And one of the tribal members of the area that he is in, he's got his ear is all clogged up, right?
The guy from
England, and so the tribal guy says, "Hey man, we got to put this mealworm in your ear, and it's going to eat all of the wax in your ear, and it's going to fill up on wax, and then your ear will pop, and it's going to crawl out. This is how we cure ear problems with these mealworms."
I'm not sure I'm down with that.
So they go and they dig up these mealworms, but the whole time, like, he's down on the ground. But the guy who's administering it, he's got his head cocked, and he's putting the mealworm into his ear. But this guy, this tribal guy, I mean, he's naked as a jaybird. So his dong is, like, right in this guy's, like when he's getting down, like, he's, like, getting down on him, like, but his dong is, like, right by his face when he's putting the thing in. Like, and this guy's trying his best not to
stare at it,
ignore, or, like, acknowledge the wiener that is clearly, like, inches in front of his face. But it was just, like, that was the weirdest part of the video for me. It wasn't the fact that a mealworm was going in this guy's ear. It was the fact that there was a tribal penis 6 inches in front of his face.
But you know what? I think that's smart. Because the way the tribal guy probably looks at it is like, look, this is the Western dude. I know the idea of a mealworm in his heel is going to freak him out. So what I'm going to do to distract him is do this naked. Because now, like you said, he's not worried about the mealworm. He's worried that my penis is going to brush his forehead.
Yeah, 100%. By the way, did the mealworm work?
Yeah, oh, totally. It filled up, or whatever kind of worm it was, it filled up with
wax?
Yeah, and turned different color.
It's probably not good to eat.
Because he
stuff.
Could say he could. He said he could hear it eating the wax in his ear.
Oh God!
And then he could feel it crawling back out. Apparently, they just go in there, eat the wax, do their deal, and then they're out.
It's like an ear restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe that's not bigger.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Free range earlobe.
Delicious. Our question: what's the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999. Ola, more your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
What they thought was a horrific situation. We go to Germany, where cops responded to a horrific situation, or so they thought. The cops in Neustadt in western Germany, is that a place you are familiar with there, Wobbin? I know you spent some time in, kind of living there. The cops got a call about a possible abuse case after a man saw two men tying up a naked woman through a window across the street. But when cops busted into the apartment, they found it was actually a consensual amateur bondage session. And the three people inside weren't upset that the cops had interrupted them. In fact, they asked the cops if they wanted to join in. You know, turn this three-way into a five-way. They've already got cuffs. Makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. Cops turned them down, or at least they say they did.
Yeah, that's what I would have said. Absolutely not.
Man, oh man. That sounds awesome, though.
What's that? Being the cop that gets
to show
up?
If that's your day, I mean, you know, I guess the problem is you got to turn it down because you are at work at that point in time.
Again,
but maybe you get a number and you say, "Look, I'm off on Tuesday."
They look like either.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a good point.
There's only one woman and there's four dudes at this point.
It's Germany. But when one of our friends got married in Vegas a couple years ago, and me and a mutual friend. We're at the pool, and we knew the topless side, right, is on the other side of, like, this kind of wall thing. So we were like, you know what, man? We're going to go over there and
casually stroll over.
It was the ugliest people you've seen in your life.
Really?
So the normal side we're on, chicks in bikinis. I mean, it's Vegas, right? So everyone looks like they're filming a show there. Put it this way. We were the ugliest people at the pool without question. So you hear about this topless side, and our thought was, like, these women that we are seeing with clothes on man, oh, man, they must be on the other side. What they didn't say, it should say, like, ugly, topless side. If you are good-looking, please leave your clothes on. If you are heinous, you're more than welcome to sit in the pool. And so we walked over, we get in the pool, and we're both kind of surveying, and we realize, like, man, we're surrounded by ugly, but we don't want to make it too obvious that we only came over to here to see boobs.
So you guys pulled down your pants and started walking around?
No, we were there, I'm going to say in about 90 seconds, we were just like, you know, we just got out of the pool and left, man. Like, disappointing.
What is the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Nate. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So a couple years ago, I was asked to go on a hiking trip with some Boy Scouts, a bunch of 14-year-old Scouts for a 50-miler. And while we were hiking, we were about 20 miles into the hike, and pretty soon along comes the gentleman who was completely naked. All he had on was some boots, a hat, and a small backpack.
Do you think, how far out, I mean, it sounds like you're a couple days in at this point.
We were on our third day.
So he's not just taking a day hike if he's where you guys are at this point, right? So he's out there.
No, he had a little backpack, probably enough for a hammock or something like that, and that's about it.
Okay. So he wasn't even pitching a tent, I mean, so to speak.
No, he was not.
All right.
Okay. I mean, did you talk to him at all?
He was kind enough when he saw we were with a bunch of young boys. He put his hat down in front of his junk, but then just strolled right on by. Unfortunately, the other adult that was with me, who was at the back of our group, decided to stop and ask him a couple of questions. And when he did that, he put his hat back on his head, so all the boys got a nice look.
Why would you stop? He should have just given him an ass slap. Well, because probably he probably had a legitimate question, like how far is it to blah or whatever.
But still.
He's random naked guy on the trail. Yeah. He's Pat. Just Pat.
But you don't see that many people. Like, how many people did you run into the entire time you were on that trail?
Oh, maybe a handful.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's almost like when you see people when you're on those long hikes, you're like, oh my God, it's a person.
But I'd still play the odds. Like, once you get naked, I'm like, man, I just know I don't want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, somehow, whatever your situation is, you've made it worse by being naked.
But when you're out in those situations.
Hola. Hola, Ed. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, hey.
Hola. You're like I have to disguise my voice.
You're like the gas man.
People know me.
Oh, okay.
People know me, so, yes. I must tell you, I surprised my daughter one day. I came home and caught her in front of her laptop, naked. It was disgusting.
What was she doing? Was she sending naked pictures to someone?
She was sending naked pictures to her boyfriend.
Oh.
And he walked in and closed her laptop and started yelling.
What did you say?
You can imagine.
I love your disguised voice.
I have a daughter. I'm curious. What do you do? I've got two daughters. You know, I don't know if I've
ever... You just yell and try to tell them that is wrong and not right and disgusting, and I should have never seen that. Unfortunately, she was 24 years old. What could I really say?
Not much. She's an adult.
Yeah,
that
I mean, a 24. Yeah, I mean, like, get your own place. By the way, man, for Christmas, ask one of the kids to get you, like, I don't know, like the Darth Vader mask or something to...
Did she?
This is the worst. This is my voice to speak to you.
Do we know you? Have we ever met you before?
Yes, you have.
We have.
I must disguise my voice. People know me.
Okay, people know you. Do they know you through us as well?
Yes, they do. They have called me right after I was on the show going, hey, I heard you.
Is this your normal go-to disguise voice, man?
No, I don't really have one. I'm trying.
I must disguise my voice. Okay, what did your daughter say when she realized that you saw the pictures of her naked?
I didn't see pictures. I just saw her naked, and she just immediately just kind of tried to cover up. Didn't say anything.
Oh, so she was sending.
I was doing the yelling.
She was taking the pictures with the computer.
She was, I think, live.
Oh.
Video, yes.
I would think on a live video you'd hear the boyfriend's voice like, video. Is that your dad behind you?
Yes. How many?
Oh, okay. I closed the laptop. He heard me too yell for a second.
Who are you afraid will hear this story?
Everybody I know listens to this radio station during the men's room.
It's so...
Including my daughter.
Well, then she's going to know.
She knows about her.
She knows. Maybe she'll call.
Are you trying to protect her from...
I am sure I cannot be the only one who has had to go through this.
Well,
you sound like Andre the Giant. And I'm just like this.
This might be one of the greatest calls ever.
I screwed up earlier when I gave my name.
Is this your real damn name?
No.
Okay.
I think you have a future in the CIA.
God, man, you're great. Call anytime.
I do not want anyone to know.
Hey, if anyone else wants to disguise who they are, you know, just
that
feel
was
free.
That's
great.
Man, oh man.
We're going to have to mark that down for the end of the year. What is the...
But he gave his real name.
Well, yeah. You know what, Ben? I have to admit, though, I don't remember what it is now.
I do. I'm not going to say it since he made the effort. I'll write it down for
you. Okay.
I will try to protect him, but yeah.
All right. Okay. And I'm not going to repeat it then.
But I'm like, was that your real name? No.
Oh, what is the what's the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the men's room.
That was great.
Hello.
Hola. What's happening, Jordan?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great.
Hey, so my story of unexpected nudity takes place Super Bowl Sunday, the Sunday that Seahawks won the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
It's about 9:15 in the morning. I head into a local grocery store to pick up some meatballs to make meatballs for a potluck that I'm going to. And I notice two ladies off to my left when I pull up to the grocery store that are sitting in their car drinking something out of a brown paper bag. Lord only knows what it is, right?
It's probably... I'm going to go with rich and rare.
Based on their demeanor, I think it might have been like some Boone's Farm or like some MD 2020 or something like that. They just seem like those kind of people.
Yeah.
If you're drinking out of a paper bag, there's a really good chance it's something like that.
It's Super Bowl Sunday.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. They're getting after it. And so, and like, I have my window down. I look over and I can tell that they are both all the way drunk already. All the way drunk. And so I go inside the store, come out with my meatballs, and they are now outside of their car smoking a cigarette, even though they were like hotboxing their car with cigarettes beforehand. They don't know why they needed to get out. And so I'm getting in my car, unlock my car, and one of them, I don't remember which one, yells, "Hey, you're hot. Go Seahawks." And I turn around, and right as I turn around, and mind you, this lady is large, very large, like 5'6", 390. Like
wow.
Big.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, up comes her muumuu, and she couldn't have had to lift it very far because her boobs were, like, around her belly button. But, yeah, flash mirror boobs at 9:15 in the morning.
Maybe that was, you're a Seahawk fan, maybe that was your good luck charm. Maybe those were her good luck charms.
I went to that same grocery store the next year to pick up meatballs. No boobs were flashed at me, and we lost. So
it's the boobs.
Yeah,
it's the boobs. Yep. It's not Pete Carroll's decision to not hand Marshawn Lynch the ball for a guaranteed touchdown. It was her boobs.
When you make meatballs for yourself, you make big meatballs. You know, like you're very fired up. You know, like you're making spaghetti and meatballs. But when you make meatballs to take to other people, you don't want to give them the big balls. They have to be small balls. I've always wondered about this. Why is it if I'm going to take balls to your place at home,
you dig in with your fork on your plate, right?
Right.
You
need a big-sized ball.
Right. And that's the whole, if you're going for a bunch of people, right. You know, nobody wants something huge.
The bottom line is this. If it's for a group of people, you didn't hand make them.
That's right.
You ever notice how crockpots always have perfectly formed small meatballs?
Yeah. I want to take over some big balls just to see what people do.
But if you're going to do it at home, you'll make the meatballs.
Yeah.
If you got to feed 40 people, like, oh, no, we're going to Costco.
Yeah, I'm
going to
pull a bag of something into some sauce.
What is the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999-OLA. I haven't had a little meatball in a crockpot in a while. That sounds actually pretty good.
I was just thinking about it as you're saying it now. Like, God damn, that sounds delicious.
I got some in my fridge.
You had some Swedish meatballs the other day for lunch.
But how did I get the Swedish meatballs?
I don't know. You got like this weird combination of Chinese food and Swedish meatballs.
Oh, yeah. It's weird, man. So it's the Indian buffet, right? It was like a food court. And So I go down. I just want something quick. They're open. It's a buffet. I'm like, cool. So I'm going down, and it has all of these foods that I can't pronounce. I'm familiar, but I don't say them right. So I got the rice. I got whatever kind of chicken. I got this. And then there's just these freaking meatballs, man. So, yeah, I threw them in, and it was very weird because they weren't – it wasn't like Indian meatballs. They didn't add coriander. These were straight up – Italian-ass meatballs, mm-hmm. but every and I'm telling you, you haven't lived till you've had a meatball with non-bread.
What's the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999-OLA.
It's a little unique.
Yeah, it sounds like a different combination.
The other day, I was just like, ah, screw it, I'm going to cook some meatballs. I'm just throw them in the crock pot with sauce.
And how good were they?
They're great.
Right.
Plus, it just helps, because now you just kind of have them.
And the whole house smells like meatballs.
Right, they don't belong in everything, but I've been just adding them to everything.
They're fine to go.
Smile!
Once again, Men's Room Color.
I was excited about the meatballs.
You can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Another loss in Ted versus the FCC.
Miles is all about the meatballs. Take a word for it.
What's the, I'm so excited.
You are about those meatballs.
I was excited.
That
I was
life.
Like, my wife, just, you have any time you want. I was just really getting excited.
Oh, this was not Miles. This was another man that coughed.
I wonder if Castle heard that in the back. Anyway,
it's pre-delay. He heard it.
What's the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999. Ola, we were just talking about that earlier today.
Hello, Sherman.
I'll tell you off the air the name of the sauce I'm using, because it's really good.
Okay.
But I won't tell you on the air.
It's not Sweet
just
Baby
wait.
It's not Sweet Baby
Ray. No, but it's something like that.
Okay.
Hello, Sherman. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. Sorry, guys. I can't disguise my voice as well as that guy. That guy was awesome.
He was great.
He was a true pro.
All right. So my story of unexpected nudity takes place back when the Wii had come out and all these motion games were big.
Yeah.
So I had a neighbor who had a Wii, and we would go over there and get drunk and play Wii bowling and all kinds of games.
Love it, dude.
Ted would always make these jokes.
Ted actually got...
When nobody was around, they would play strip bowling, him and his wife, and they would do all these kinky things with the Wii system.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. So I had bought one of the Kinects for the Xbox. I thought it was pretty neat. You don't need remotes.
Yeah.
You have some fun. So I was showing it to my girlfriend at the time. And then that idea popped into my head. So I was like, hey, why don't we play, you know, let's make this interesting. So we proceeded to play, I don't know what sport we were playing. Let's say it was tennis. So like strip tennis.
Okay.
And we're playing this game and things change and we end up doing something else. So we carry on to our business and I turn off the TV and we do that and I go on with my day. And a couple hours later, my buddy shows up with his little brother. His little brother's probably like 15, and I just had bought a new TV and the new system, and I was excited to show him, so I take him down to where it is. I walk up to the TV, I turn it on, and I turn right back around to start talking to these guys, and they have the biggest look of shock on their face. And I have no idea why, and I turn around to find out that this sports system does what's called a instant replay at the end, where they show videos of what you were doing while you were playing that sports game. So, yeah, as you can imagine, I had made my own little porno for a sports game that my buddy and his little brother got to enjoy for a couple seconds.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. Did not realize that.
Okay.
That's kind of cool, but you know what? It probably inspired many people to try that.
What's the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jaden. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Jaden.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so this lovely story takes place in Graham, where great things happen daily. So my grandpa has a tractor, and the neighborhood people, if any stuff down, they call us. We go over, dig ditches, bury horses, stuff like that. So we go over to this lady or this dude's house, and my grandpa is like, hey, don't forget, it's next to so-and-so's house. She's crazy. Don't look at her. I was like, no problem. Can do. So we're digging this ditch. For some reason, I look over at the lady's house, and her head is over the fence. And she loses her mind. Starts screaming at us, cussing. She jumps the fence, butt naked.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, geez. So she's screaming, cussing. She's like, I'm calling the cops. I'm tired of you guys harassing me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what in the heck? I'm like 16. So it's like, the first set of like real boobs I've seen, which kind of ruined it for me.
Boobs are angry.
Oh no, that's
terrible. It was not good.
Yeah, it sucks.
Anyway, cops come. She's still naked, talking to the cops. The cops are just like trying to like go inside and get her, bro. I'm not doing that because you guys didn't let them go. Blah, blah, blah. I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh man. So the cops comes over to me. He's like, dude, what'd you do? Like, what exactly happened? Because she said that you like, you know, called her names. Like, I turned around and like, stared at her, and she lost her mind. So, yeah, naked, crazy old ladies. That's, like, kind of normal in Graham, but still unsettling.
Yeah, yeah, and you've been warned. You've been warned.
But the worst part is that Meemaw ruined your boob experience.
It was bad. Then the next time I saw a real boob, I was like, oh, these are actually nicer than the other ones. This is nice. Not bad, not bad.
I remember the first real boob. I want to say the first boobs I saw, and I'm sure, you know, grandmother bending over, not that. But and Miles, you say this all the time. You're in elementary school, and I don't know if librarians were hip to this or if they thought the kids just wanted to be worldly. But you grab National Geographic with your buddies, right? And to the librarian, like, that's fantastic because everything in National Geographic is serious. Like, no matter what you read, right? That's not heavy.
It's educational.
But, right, educational for sure. And we were just there to look at women that looked a lot like Will Smith and their long, slender boobs hanging down the side because a boob was a boob.
Yeah.
And that was it. And I remember when I saw my first Playboy. Actually, it was Penthouse, the first one I saw. That was a game changer. We lived in Colorado. My brother's 5 years older than me, right? And he was with his buddy Jack, who lived next door. And they'd gotten a hold of a Penthouse. And I'm 7, 8, or 9, right in that age range, but they thought they would gross me out. So Jack walked over and he opens up the centerfold of the Penthouse and he's like, ha ha ha. I'm going to tell you right now, I should send that dude a thank you note, man, because he thought he was going to freak me out. And as a kid, you can't process why you like what you're seeing as much as you do. But I'm telling you, man, I saw that and suddenly all these preconceptions about girls have cooties, you don't want to play, all of that melted away. I'm like, I don't know what it is. I really like girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will play with any girl in this neighborhood.
I'm going to be nice.
Good googamugga. Please show me that again. It was a life changer, man.
What is the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999. Ola, more your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Silicon, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Bad jokes on the way, as well as the drunk in charge Ryan Castle being the kickoff. Bad jokes coming up right before we drink and toast with the shot of the day. Our question today, what is the story of seeing unexpected nudity? 844-999-OLA.
We got a couple of comments that came in. I'll share a few of them with you. Says, I showed up to a party early. Traffic wasn't as bad as expected. I knocked, walked in. Well, my buddy obviously didn't hear me. He was on his couch in widespread glory. Took a picture with a buddy of mine, asked to see said photo. Turns out he had a picture on the screen of him holding his torch fully lit. Not sure why that picture was up. Don't really care. Never really looked at him the same anymore. I have an unexpected masturbating story. Thank God we were hoping for that. I was on a crosstown bus super early one morning, and a guy got on at the ferry terminal. After taking a seat, he turns to me and asks, do you mind? And then proceeds to release his excitement, so to speak, and then beat his D like an Iraqi prisoner. I got up and moved to the back of the bus.
Oh,
I've got big boobs. And I got big boobs at an early age. So in eighth grade, I jumped in the pool, my top flipped up, and out they were. Two boys saw it, and for the rest of the school year, every time they saw me, they said, it's tea time.
Oh.
I was tubing down a river in Phoenix, Arizona. Some lady's yelling at a log in a sleeping bag, accusing it of cheating on her. She then proceeds to take off her dress with nothing underneath and throws the dress into the river. There's about 12 of us tubing together. Good Man. Times. Let's see. I'm a caregiver for elderly people, and a couple of weeks ago, I caught my 80-something-year-old client stroking his pickle. That was a little unexpected. And then there's this one. We were talking about the guy. He called and said, I guess, he's doing whatever for a friend. And a crazy old lady on the other side of a fence hops over. She's naked. Her boobs hanging out. Ruins boobs for him for quite a while. This one says, I was about 8 years of age, and this older chick showed me her pubic hairs. It was very coarse, dark, and nappy.
Oh.
But she made my summer.
Ugh.
Right? It's just that easy, man.
Okay.
So the story goes, when Ben started taking naked pictures in front of iconic London landmarks, he wasn't just doing it for fun. The 36-year-old suffers from a devastating sexual condition that leaves him unable to have an orgasm.
Wait, what? So why does getting naked, staring at, say, Big Ben...
After years of struggling to come to grips with his condition, which he admits has ruined past relationships, Ben decided to start a blog and use his naked pictures to get people's attention. Under the name The Naked Professor, Ben hopes to get people talking about the condition known as delayed ejaculation in the hope that it helps others with the same problem.
So, wait, he can get aroused. He can't what? Yep. Reach completion in a normal time, and then, what, like 2 hours later?
It's just something I have always had. The first time I had sex, it just did not happen. He says he thinks that it's the wrong terminology. It shouldn't be called delayed. During my 20s, it had been a bit of a laugh, and the lads would call it a little bit of a gift, like you could go on forever, like staying power. But at the age of 30, I started thinking about family, and it had affected a few relationships negatively.
Sure.
It wasn't something I didn't want in my life anymore. He said, struggling to come to terms with the problem, Ben sought the help of a life coach to help him cope mentally, and then he went around, he started taking pictures of himself naked to raise awareness.
So that's why he's doing it.
Yes, exactly.
Would you think that you suffer from blue bees all the time?
Would I?
Because you can have sex, but you can't, you know, you can't do your final release. I would think you would just be in agony constantly, man.
Yeah, and the fact that if you do produce spermatoza,
right,
how do you get rid of it? Because your body, your body is continuing to make it, so therefore, or maybe it doesn't in his case, and he just, you know, I have no idea. Who knows? What is the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999-OLA.
I'm just kind of imagining having a little, you know, playtime with myself in the morning.
I mean. I'm like
then
nothing.
Like hours later at work, being like, ooh.
Oh, damn. Hey, guys, sorry.
There it is.
I masturbated before I got here, but you know my condition.
Don't touch me.
I'm going to try this. I don't know. Oh, God damn it. I don't think the phones are going to work there. Hang on. You see? No.
Are they dead?
No. Well,
are they gone?
No, it's just weird, man. Like, something went down with the computers, and now this thing. Hold on. That's not all right. Let's hang here.
It's a brand new studio.
Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah, good
nothing.
Times.
Yeah, I have no idea. So it's hard to explain what's going on, but just know it's very annoying.
Do you like line one or two? We'll try it.
I don't know. Look, here's the problem. All right. So Mike Hawk is out today. We got Cooper, who I call
Cooper.
Cookie.
You're doing a good job back there, by the way.
He's doing a fine job, but something has gone down with the computer. All right. So he's fielding these phone calls, and then in theory, he will send those names to me here so I know who's on the line, right? No big deal. I ran in there during the music break and just wrote the names down on a piece of paper. All right.
Right.
Normally, that solves the problem. Instead, for whatever reason, his computer, and he has answered the calls. I physically have watched him do this. So his computer screen has the names of everyone who is now on hold, and it is quite an extensive collection of people on hold, and I swear to God, we're trying to get to you, but my computer is not recognizing that these calls are on hold.
That's
so
great.
I can't break through.
Robin can punch him up.
I punch up line one and see if it's Matt. Go ahead, punch up line one.
Not yet.
Oh, that's a tease, Robin.
Dang,
that's messed up, man.
I thought Robin had...
No, that was a setup. You see what she did? It's like Mike with his, I'll tell you an hour from now kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I'm working on it. I can do this.
All right.
What's the story of unexpected nudity? 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.